We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whenever we get this gentleman on our show, because he's one of the terrific reporters and writers in America, Al, and he has been for a very long time.
Yes, one of the best.
Dan Shaughnessy is his name. He is a columnist at the Boston Globe and the author of a fantastic new book, which I have already paid for and read in its entirety, called Wish It Lasted Forever. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dan Shaughnessy. Hi, Danny.
Hey, Angelo, how you doing?
I bought the book. I love the book. I covered some of that with the Celtics, and I wanted to see how you did it. Dan, you're a master. What a great book. People are going down the shore and stuff this weekend. Get the book, Wish It Lasted Forever. It's phenomenal. You must be very proud.
Yeah, that's Life with the Larry Bird Celtics. And again, it was hard to promote that book because you didn't want to walk around saying, you know what, it was so much better then. Than it is now, but it was, and that's what I continue to come back to. And you know, you always sound like the old guy when you do that. Get off my lawn, guy. But I mean, I'm sorry, but the '80s basketball, and it was just better. Especially this product we're seeing in the playoffs this year, and Al knows, and you know, Angelo. I mean, in those days, we were so close to them. It was like being on the team, except not having the groupies and the fame and the money. But we were always, you know. We were always with them. We were, you know, we rode commercial with them. We stayed in the hotels, drank in the bars, waited for bags. You know, you were like on the team. So we were really able to tell the readers and the fans what they were like. And I mean, I don't know what Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown are like, but boy, we sure knew what Cedric Maxwell and ML Carr and Larry Bird were like. We were with them all the time.
Absolutely. Dan, I'm coming back around to that in a minute. I just wanted to get updated because we're so frustrated in this city that the Celtics are one game away from another NBA Finals and the Sixers are back home again. What do they have that the Celtics don't?
The Sixers don't.
That the Sixers don't. What do they have?
I mean, more good young players and better leadership and better structure. I mean, Danny Ainge really left him in a good way. And you know what he did to you guys. You know, everybody knows that. And you know, I mean, Ainge is an easy guy to harpoon, but I think he knows talent. He made his mistakes. I mean, he took Kelly Olynyk over Giannis. I mean, everybody did. You know, he took Kelly Olynyk at 13. Giannis went at 15. So 14 teams missed on Giannis, so that happens. But, you know, the deal he made with Jersey, he got him Brown and Tatum, and he stayed away from Fultz and things that, you know, weren't going to be as good. And he brought in Rob Williams, Marcus Smart. And then in the offseason, Brad Stevens tweaked it some more, brought back Horford, and then went and got Derek White, who was a good fit for them, you know, kind of a seventh, eighth guy off the bench. So they still lack maturity. They don't have enough grown-ups in the room, still too much of that AAU culture. But, you know, having Al Horford, and I know he's a little bit of a hot button there, but, I mean, he's been, you know, when they got him back, I thought it was like bringing back Jackie Bradley Jr. I'm like, what are you doing? We had this guy, you know.
We don't understand it. Could you help us with Horford? Horford was useless here.
Sleeper agent.
He was great there. He came here. He went back there. He's great again. Explain.
Yeah, you know, he wasn't great here. He was great in Atlanta, and that's when he became the big money guy.
Right.
And then he was okay here, but, you know, we were on him. We called him Average Al. Where are the numbers? Disappears, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it was okay, but it wasn't great. But he was expected to do so much more at that time because of coming in with the big dough and all that. And then he went away. We kind of forgot about him, and they bring him back, and he's turning 36 this month, I think. And it was like, what are they going to do with this guy? And he's been the adult in the room. And on a team with the talent and the youth and immaturity of Jaylen Brown, you know, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, who all are not as good as they think they are, and they're really good. But Horford's a very steadying presence. It's going to be weird tonight. If the Celtics win this thing, it's not a stretch for Horford to be MVP of the series. I'm telling you.
Oh, rub it in. Rub it in, Shaughnessy.
I'm telling you.
You and HBO have something in common, all right? You have both tried to recreate late 80s, 90s, the Bird Magic era. You did it brilliantly. I've read this book. It's fantastic. Wish It Lasted Forever. Tell me what you thought about Winning Time and how they try to recreate it.
Yeah. So, I know Jeff Perlman, and I was happy for him. And because we're all jealous. We hate guys when they get projects like that because we wish it was us. So, you know, good for Jeff. And, I have the book, and I use the book for research on my book. And he got great stuff in there. And good for him. You know, we have the same book agent, and they sold it, and HBO and all that stuff. And Angela, you'll love this. They called me, the show, to ask me to be a cameo. We want you to play a Boston Garden usher. You know, we'll fly you out to L.A. I'm like, hey, this will be great. Free trip to L.A. You know, get to be on HBO. You know, it'll be great. And they said, here's your role. You're going to play an usher at the Garden. And Jerry Buss comes to the Garden, and you will present him with a gift from Red Auerbach. He's going to give him a real crappy seat in the upper balcony, and then present him with a gift, and you say, this is from Mr. Auerbach, and he opens it up, and it's a tomato in a box. And Jerry Buss says, what's this? And you say, that's the vegetable, like your coach. I mean, it was in such bad taste. I said, listen, guys, I'm not doing that. I get crushed enough in my town without being this guy, you know, to play that thing. I said, no, thank you. I said, if you can find something else, I'd love to do it. I'd love to come out there, you know, meet Sally Field, be the whole thing. It's great. But I said, I'm not going to play that part. And I said, and you should take it out of the script because that's really tasteless. It's horse bleep. It never would have happened. Yeah. And, I mean, even Red, you know, who can break chops, would not have stooped to that level with, you know, poor McKinney in a coma. And you're sending a tomato to the owner and saying, this is your coach. So anyway, and then when I watched the series, it was there.
Oh,
word
it was
for
there.
Word.
Yes.
You know, they had some doofus character actor instead of me. And does the thing, and it went exactly the way they told me it was going to go, and they did nothing. So,
all right,
I was entertained by the series. I understood the inaccuracies. They played a lot with the timeline. I mean, Jerry Buss's mother was dead before all that stuff happened, so that's all fabricated. And a lot of the times when they were coming to Boston from Detroit, now they monkeyed around with the game sequence quite a bit, and just made up stuff like that thing. You know, I talked to Maxwell's, talked to Norm Nixon. He knows him pretty well. And, you know, Norm Nixon's son is playing Norm Nixon, so you got that. Yeah. But Norm Nixon told Max that never happened, that scene where he's got the fur coat on and he sees magic at the party and, you know, he shows off in front of all these people and makes magic embarrassed. And even things like magic being reluctant to come out into the draft in 79, I mean, there was never any of that. So Hollywood drama, we get it, entertainment, and, that was my takeaway. But I was entertained, and I thought the Kareem character was pretty spot on. If you ever dealt with Kareem, that guy kind of knocked it. He had him, I think.
No, but what amazed me about it, like if you had taken that role, they attempted to recreate Boston Garden.
Yeah.
And I spent a lot of time there myself. That wasn't a bad recreation for a building that's been gone, right? They did a pretty good job with that.
Yep.
Right? I mean,
yellow trimming and the crampness and the verticalness and all the things that were tough on the opponents there. But, you know, every Boston person's a racist, and they're all, you know, packing a car and, you know, the usual nonsense. I mean, there was a lot of that with the Celtics-Lakers. And, you know, the Lakers were the black team, the Celtics were the white team. That's all in my book. And, you know, the black players talk freely about it. Maxwell Henderson, it was hard being a Celtic because all your black people are like, what are you doing playing for those guys? You know, they're the white team. And that did go on. And I kind of hope the series extends to 84 when it was the most fun. You know, Bird Magic and back and forth, and you know the McHale takedown of Rambis, and just you know, but like the Jerry West, you know, that's actionable what they did to him, and he's a living person, and Paul Westhead, you know, they just made those guys look like doofuses, and you know, really that would be tough to swallow if you're walking around alive and people think that's who you are.
All right, Dan, you've established now that you prefer the '90s to now. Let's see if you do in baseball. All right. Like Alex Cora is the manager of the Red Sox. Is he doing too much with numbers? We're going nuts here with Joe Girardi. Mm. Everything's pitch counts. Everything is just very strict rules on when to use people and when not to. Are you dealing with the same thing, and is it to the extreme right now?
I wouldn't put it there yet. I mean, Alex is one of the last guys. You know, Francona fits here, and I know he had a good time in your place. But, you know, there's always the inference of some guys have the gravitas that they're still making their own calls to a degree. And I think Cora has a little bit of that. Francona has a lot of that. like poor Dave Roberts, who's, you know, been in World Series, won World Series. He doesn't get to decide anything. They just, you know, the geeks have taken over. Everybody knows that. I mean, we had a Nick Pivetta. I know he pitched in your play. He pitched a complete game a couple weeks ago. Like, there were, like, silos exploding all in the Northeast of the geeks, you know, in their dens, because I could see the red phones weren't being answered all over Fenway Park. Like, why is he going out there again for the eighth, you know? And just, yeah, I mean, it's clear what's happened. And you know, they're taking over, and it's just, it's not for the better. Yeah, go back and look at some of those metrics, and they'll tell you, like, Ricky Henderson really wasn't that good or whatever. It's like, thanks very much.
So I got to recreate a conversation I had with Al a little while ago, Danny. I said, is Shaughnessy ever going to retire? And what'd you say, Al?
I don't think so.
No.
Why would you retire? You haven't, the travel might be a little
You
rough.
Still love it, Dan?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, my owner hates me because he owns the Red Sox, so there's that. I mean, so I'm going to... I always check my phone after these conversations to see if I'm still going. So there's that. But absent that, I think, you know, as you guys know, you get to be a little older, you get a little more, you know, call your shots a little bit more. Don't have to do stuff you don't want to do, like some of the travel, you know. I mean, even Patriot games, you know, we don't have to, like, go as much. We can write them from home sometimes now. Well, that's a much easier day than going down to Foxborough and spending 14 hours of your day down there. And so, yeah, it's a little bit of a, you know, cushion on that. And we have great readers, great teams, great fans. And I like doing it. I think I'd be bored doing nothing. I mean, you guys, if you couldn't go into that studio every day, you'd be bored. Admit it. You know.
No, so, if you retire, you just go to McDonald's with the old guys and talk about the game the night before. What's the difference?
Exactly. This is what we're doing anyway. So there you go. So I think, you know, I don't want to be, you know, right now I'm pretty gassed because I just, you know, I went to Miami twice. If these Celtics lose tonight, I will kill every one of them because I have to be back there tomorrow. I mean, it's like, and this, we have established who the better team is, I think. So, I mean, and this is like, and it would be just like them to not show up tonight and have to go down there and win it on Sunday. But even Draymond Green said we're playing Boston, which is pretty disrespectful, but the Heat are just worn out. So clearly the Celtics need to finish this off tonight. But, yeah, the travel starts to get to you. I mean, I've been either traveling or covering a night game every day for the last 2 weeks, and I'm a little old for that.
Wish It Lasted Forever is the name of the book. Dan, you're amazing. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Dan Shaughnessy, and what a right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.